Everybody at the talking newspaper for Todmorden was shocked and saddened to learn of the death of our friend and resident poet Glenys Halliday. What was particularly alarming was the fact that somebody who was such a strong character and so full of life could be taken away from us so quickly. The original message to committed people letting us know that there was something wrong came only about a week before she died. Apparently, Glenys had collapsed and was taken to accident and emergency in Halifax, where she was diagnosed to have a very advanced stage of lung cancer, which was terminal, and she was transferred almost immediately to the Overgate Hospice in Elland, and sadly she passed away there within a week. So, as you can imagine, I mean, there's no death that can be considered pleasant or a good one, but to come out of the blue in this way, and nobody seemed to have the faintest hint that she may have such a serious illness, it was such a terrible shock for everybody who knows her, and she was such a popular figure in town. We do have a small number of poems that Glenys had recorded prior to her death, which have not yet been published within the Talking News, and we did think that there was no better way to pay tribute to the life and vitality of Glenys than to feature these in this issue. And I'm sure if Glenys was watching now, that is exactly what she would have wanted us to do. So I will come back to it in between the poems as part of this tribute, but we will now play the first of Glenys's poems, as I say, particularly poignant as this is one of the last half a dozen poems that she recorded for us before she passed away.
Something I have lost. People said I'd lost them, as all my actions show. Winked at one another, like they were in the know. I can't remember losing them, though they may well be gone. But as I'm only 70, it really isn't on. I searched the fridge and oven, then downsides of the chair, in the kitchen and the bathroom, but they were not in there. Clambered on top of cupboards, bent knees to check the ground, wasted many hours searching, but my marbles can't be found.
I have a confession to make. As a general rule, I've never really been a big fan of poetry. It just never really inspired me, and I just didn't, you know, get it. But I've always loved Glenys's poetry. It's humorous, and it's generally, the subject matter is everyday things that we can all relate to, rather than being something that's too academic or requiring some really deep thought. Which is fine, of course, I'm not criticising poetry, just saying that it wasn't for me. And generally, that kind of summarises for me one of the things that was so wonderful about Glenys. She didn't take life too seriously, which is something I would like to think I have in common with her. And whatever the situation, she could always find something to joke about, as evidenced by the content of the poems within this tribute. But life wasn't just confined to writing poetry, although that was a big part of her life, and she had actually in recent years published a book of poems. What some people may not be aware of is that Glenys was actually visually impaired herself. She wasn't a fully signed up member of the Blind Society, but anybody who happened to go into the library would have noticed the very distinctive large print, high visibility keyboard that sat on the reception desk there, which was Glenys's. But typical of Glenys, she didn't let a disability define her, and she led a very active life, as well as writing humorous poems. She was an active member of U3A, particularly with the writing group, and also enjoyed line dancing, and I'm sure there was other things as well. She also loved working at the library, of course, and continued to do so long after when, by right, she could have sat back and retired. So anyway, let's listen now to another of Glenys's wonderful humorous poems, and I hope that, as I will do, this will help you to always remember Glenys fondly with a smile on your face.
I've had the cough for quite a long time, and so I decided it needed its own poem, and I've entitled it Barking. I've had this cough for 18 months. Believe me, it's no joke. After a night spent hacking, my voice is just a croak. I've tried Linctus and cough drops, rubbed feet with Vic as well. Nothing seems to halt it, and the latter makes toe smell. Floated Olbus on hot water, with a towel wrapped round my head. But even that didn't quiet it, my cough still shook the bed. Had so many x-rays, it's a wonder I don't glow. A single damp day sets it off, God help me if there's snow. I had a test for breathing, with a clip placed on my snout. Puff lots of dust way up my nose, but it didn't tell me out. So when you hear me making noise, believe me, I'm not larking. I'm quite fed up and out of sorts with my cough, and it's still barking.
Well, there you go. That cough that Glenys makes so lightly of in that last poem is probably the beginnings of the lung cancer manifesting itself and eventually was to be a death. So just goes to show what I said earlier about, you know, however the situation, and clearly whilst we didn't know how serious it was, the cough was causing a great deal of inconvenience. It didn't stop Glenys from writing a humorous poem about it, which is so typical of her. By the time this Talking News issue goes to press, the funeral for Glenys will have already taken place on the 6th of July. Due to ongoing COVID restrictions, attendance will be very restricted, but hopefully all the Talking News team who knew her well, along with many other friends, will have paid their respects on the roadside as the cortege makes its way from her home on top of Thill Road at Hollins, and then along Rochdale Road and Burnley Road to the crematorium at Burnley. In ending this tribute, our thoughts are with Glenys's son Ed and his wife Nikki, and also obviously the Glenys's many other friends around the town and her colleagues at the Todmorden Library, all of whom will have been deeply affected by her loss. So rest in peace, Glenys, and thank you for all the pleasure and laughter that you've brought us over the years. You may be gone, but you'll never be forgotten, Glenys.